Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. So I'm going to talk about one of the many topics that a lot of people like to sweep under the rug. It's ignored, it's dismissed. And I don't believe in not speaking up about things. I am not going to be silenced. As I mentioned before, if you don't like to hear the truth, my podcast is not for you. And I'm perfectly okay with that. It's not for everyone. But I think in order to be healthy in life, mentally, emotionally, just overall, you have to discuss topics that may not be comfortable to discuss. It may be hurtful. It may be hard for you to deal with things that you have suppressed for a very long time. But it's damaging because it affects the way that you show up for yourself and you show up for others in your life. It affects the way that you treat other people. So if you are not dealing with issues that you have going on, obviously you're going to dump it somewhere. You're going to pass it on and other people are going to be affected by that. So the cycle has to stop somewhere. And I'm here to tell you that it stops with me. I will not allow anything that was done to me to affect my future children. That's not going to happen. And I'm very serious about that. So I encourage anyone who is on that path, and maybe you are being sucked in to being on the other side because they are trying to make you think that that is the right way to be. They're trying to make you think that that is normal when nothing is normal about that. It's not okay. I recently compared breaking a generational curse to being under a spell. They are on one side and they are all under this spell and they are trying to get you to fall under the spell, but it's not working on you because your mind, your spirit, your heart, your entire being is rejecting it. It knows that it is not right. So don't let anyone make you go against yourself. Don't let anyone make you betray yourself. It is not healthy. And people need to learn that whatever your parents did or didn't do, the negative effects, the trauma that it caused, the hurt that it caused, you're supposed to use that as motivation to say, I know how that feels. I remember how that feels. I didn't like it. It was damaging to me. And I refuse to pass that on to my children. Somebody has to step up. Somebody has to speak up. Somebody has to acknowledge that it's wrong and not continue to do it. In a healthy family system, everyone should be able to come together at family functions, have conversations. Nieces should be able to call their aunts and get advice and vice versa and talk about things and meet up for lunch. Siblings should be able to communicate. Even if you have disagreements, it should remain respectful. Everyone should be able to come together. Let's go to therapy. Let's lay things out on the table. Let's get to the root cause as to why things are the way that they are. People need to take accountability for what they do. Don't make assumptions. Ask questions respectfully. Listen respectfully. When you are family, you are supposed to love and protect your family. You don't let people hurt others. You don't let outsiders come in and do things and violate family members and not address them. You don't do that. You don't make excuses for the person who is repeatedly hurt. You don't make excuses for those people that are hurting other people. Have compassion and understanding for the person who is being hurt. All of that behavior, it's wrong. It's toxic. It's unhealthy. So if you are experiencing any of that, know that you have to get away from it. When you see that there are no positive changes being made, you have to be the one to make the change for yourself and remove yourself. No matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone does, know that you are doing the right thing. No one should be insulting who you are. No one should be insulting anything that you have done, that you are doing, your mission in life, fulfilling your purpose. No one should be bringing you down. No one should be breaking your spirit. You are supposed to be encouraged and supported through the good and the challenging times. And unfortunately for me, the main support I have had is from God. And I will never turn my back on God. I will never betray God, because He has been the most consistent, constant source in my life. And I am so thankful for the relationship that I have with God. And I never forget Him. No matter when things are good, no matter if I'm going through a challenging time, I talk to Him every single day, multiple times a day. And it is one of the best conversations that I have. It's fulfilling. I always feel good after I have conversations with God. And I will not go against that. I don't have to worry about God telling lies on me. I don't have to worry about God being dismissive. I don't have to worry about God judging me. He is going to be the same every single day. And those are the types of people that you should have in your life. Solid people that you can trust, that you know will have your back. Whether you're there or not, they will defend you in your face, and they will defend you when you are not around. And unfortunately, we live in a world where people are so two-faced. They are so easily influenced. They listen to what other people say. They don't even bother to ask you directly about things that have to do with you, about your own experiences. No, we will not be passing any of that down over here. And I'm very serious about that. People will be upset with you for bringing light to situations that they have tried to hide, that they try to mask. People walk around with a facade pretending to be people that they are not. You just make sure that you are the complete opposite of that. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to other people. Show up as your best self. Work on yourself. Go to therapy if you need to. You do the right thing. Even if other people are not doing it, you do the right thing. And that will be one of the best decisions that you can make for your life and your children or your future children. That's what's important. Children don't deserve to be born into chaos and experiencing trauma. That's not what they deserve. They deserve to be loved and protected. So that's what you should strive to do. So I just wanted to share that message. And again, if anyone is on the path of being a cycle breaker and breaking generational curses, continue on that path. I am so proud of you. I am with you. Know that you are supported. Even though I don't know you, that's okay. As I've said before, I want to see people do well. Even if I don't know you, I wish you the very best. And always make sure that you stay close to God each and every day. That will make a big difference in your life. Because being a cycle breaker, sometimes you will be the only one doing it. But just know that God is with you every step of the way. So acknowledge Him and pray every single day. Continue on your path. Live a fulfilling life. Do what you love. Love yourself. Pour healthy, healthy, healthy things into yourself as well as the people around you. And you will be blessed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.